Northwestern's vibrant a cappella scene is back in full force this year after over 18 months of Zoom rehearsals and restricted opportunities to meet.
Last year, everything was virtual. It was a really difficult time for everyone.
For this interview, I spoke with senior Claire Kwan. Kwan is the president of Thunk A Cappella and NACA. For those who don't know, NACA is the Northwestern A Cappella Community Alliance, the group that oversees a cappella auditions in the fall and works to foster a sense of community across all 14 of Northwestern's a cappella groups. I asked Kwan a few questions about what a cappella was really like last year in the thick of COVID restrictions.
So it was very sporadic. It was difficult because we were all kind of in a bad place mentally, but a lot of us in the group wanted to continue having meetings and trying to record stuff for our album because this was a really important community to us on campus. I know for other groups as well as Thunk, we felt really strongly about that, about providing new students a community, a stable community, when it really felt like the world was like totally falling apart and that school was not real.
To Kwan, working to keep a cappella afloat was doubly hard as a result of the pandemic-related mental health decline that many students experienced last year.
You know, it was difficult, didn't really have a plan because I think we were all kind of in a pandemic mentality. We didn't really know what was going on. And also, it was very tough overall to organize things because, you know, there was a lack of motivation just overall. Mental health was really struggling.
So Kwan took on extra work to ensure that a cappella stayed alive in some capacity.
I got really excited and I was like, all right, this is how we're... I was throwing out all these ideas, trying to see what would stick. And we had meetings about how to run virtual auditions and how to spread the word. And also I felt really passionate about the fact that a cappella, it does offer such a great sense of community for new students who are coming in and just starting their college career, especially during the pandemic.
And though Kwan took on much of the workload, she was not alone in her efforts.
I've had people, you know, a team who is helping me. That includes Stephen Liu, Craig Carroll, who really kind of acted as my right hand in like the past week, Michael Senko, Liam Wintz, and before he graduated, Connor Bergat was the only one who had been on NACA before the pandemic.
This year, auditions were held in person, but were spread out around campus more than they normally would be due to capacity restrictions created in response to COVID-19.
In past years, you'd walk by Kresge and Losi during auditions week and callbacks week, and you would see the building like swarming with people, like so many people just like packed in. And obviously we couldn't do that in COVID times.
Thankfully, this did not deter students from auditioning. Kwan estimates that upwards of 150 Wildcats came out to audition and has a message to share with these students.
Thank you to everyone who auditioned, those who were called back, those who got into groups, those who didn't. Like, we are really grateful overall. And if you didn't get into an a cappella group, that really doesn't mean anything about you. I just encourage, highly encourage, especially if you're first year or even a second year, you can like audition next year. Yeah, my hope is to just like really expand that feeling of community outside of just a cappella groups and not make it so exclusive, because I think it has felt like exclusive and competitive in the past. My hope is to really just try to open those things up and to promote that sense of community overall.
For information regarding upcoming a cappella events on campus, follow the NACA Facebook page or look for your favorite a cappella groups on Instagram. For WNUR News, I'm Ella Gatlin.
Oh, I'm caught between your love and a heart.